right, moving right along today, let's move over to Nevada around the Tonopah area and talk about the Tonopah Gold Project with Viva Gold and CEO Mr. James Hesketh. They do trade on the TSX Venture with VAU and on the OTCQB with VAUCF. Jim, you set out earlier this year to do some more drilling at that Tonopah project, and we've gotten a number of results in over the last few weeks here. I mean, maybe before we get into some nitty-gritty with specific drill results, what was the general kind of strategy for this program at Tonopah?
Hi, Trevor. The main goal of this program was to offset and confirm and expand some of the high-grade zones that we'd hit in 2023 and 22. This deposit has a series of really north-south high-grade zones along a east-west strike of about 1.4 kilometers. And in the last 2 years, we've added two new high-grade zones to this deposit. They're shallow, they're near surface, and they'll present themselves in the mine plan as a potential starter pit. So that's what we were drilling out.
All right, very good. And a lot, you had some pretty like major high grade hits last year that caught the market's attention here. And how did those results kind of vector in for, you know, vector this campaign?
Yeah, so those results were the prime indicators that we had a new actually two north-south zones that had this potential for shallow high grade. And when we initiated our PEA study last year, those high grade intercepts were pulling pits by themselves, which doesn't really have any credibility. We had to step back and do additional drilling around those. So this program was designed around doing 40 meter step outs from those prior discoveries, and we were quite successful at it.
Yeah, I would say you were. I mean, the latest drill results that were published the 1st of May, the highlights 21 meters of 5.1 grams per ton gold, and there was a little bit of a silver credit in there as well as 7.2. Another hole, 18 meters of 4.4. But if you're looking for much wider intervals, I mean, 90 meters of 2 grams per ton gold here, Jim. I mean, that anywhere in Nevada, any explorer would be very happy with those drill results. And so we are starting to see longer intervals, good grades, obviously. How is this all kind of shaping together for that, you know, for a some sort of technical report?
Yeah, I mean, our goal this year, we'll be raising a bit more money, but, the bottom line is we want to continue to complete this infill drilling and move it rapidly into pre-feasibility study by year end. So that's the real goal for this calendar year. I believe that we can demonstrate a very positive project here. We've added substantially to the early high grade that we had in our prior work that can come out in either phase one or phase two of a pit operation.
Okay, so the company originally had a PEA from a few years ago on the project, and a lot has changed, since then. So, exceptional grades, talk about what needs to happen in order to get that PFS out? What more drilling and reporting and, studies need to happen?
The drilling priority holes that we've kind of outlined are probably around 20 holes is all that's required. But the project's pretty well ready to go into a pre-feasibility mode. We've done a lot of the metallurgy. We have a pre-feasibility level geotech study in hand. And, I believe that we've done all the homework required to take it into the conversion from a mineral resource to a mineral reserve. Mm-hmm. And that's a game changer. I mean, that puts you into a totally different status for a project.
Does that, would you publish that new resource estimate with reserves prior to a PFS and kind of separate those out? Or you'd think of just all in one, you know, throw the book down. Here's what you have.
No, you can only create a mineral reserve with a pre-feas or a feasibility study. So it's, okay. You know, that would be the outcome of that work. You can do a mineral resource a long way before you do a mineral reserve. But you have to have a clearly defined economic route. And that's what we are seeking to complete this year. Is fully demonstrate and de-risk this project, demonstrate that it can be a mine. And that's what we are committed to. That's what we believe in.
Okay. You didn't mention, you mentioned probably a future financing to get this work done. You raised last year to get this drill program up and going quite successfully. I remember, you know, talking to you, raising money in 2023 was not all that fun for a lot of companies. But here we are, a different market all of a sudden. Do you expect that there'd be a little bit more risk appetite for funding to get this to that PFS level?
Yeah, from my discussion so far, that appetite definitely exists. There's been a number of mergers and takeouts of junior companies just recently. And some of the funds who were invested in those are feeling much better about the world. They've got cash freed up, and they're ready. They're already looking for additional investments.
Okay. Well, the Tonopah area, I mean, that's very interesting area, probably ripe for some sort of M&A activity, Jim. I mean, what sort of speculation that there might be some opportunity to consolidate that district at all?
Yeah, just south of us in the Beatty area, you know, Anglo American did two acquisitions in 2022. They've knitted together now between their own projects and their acquisitions, probably 6 or 7 million ounces. So they've got major work ongoing. Augusta Gold acquired the Reward Project in 2022. Centerra acquired the Gemfield District also in 2022. So, yes, there's been an awful lot of activity in the district. And, you know, I believe that there's room for quite a bit more of that. But really, you know, all of those acquisitions were advanced projects that either had feasibility studies and or permits as well. So that's really the key to unlocking value, and that's the path that we're on as well.
Okay. You're sitting at a 14 million market cap, just over 14 million market cap Canadian, 106 million shares outstanding here. So pretty, you know, it seems like a pretty, you've managed your dilution pretty well here in the last few years, Jim. So maybe talk about what that financing looks like, what you might need to raise if, I would assume it's going to be pure equity when it does happen.
Yeah, my guess is it will be pure equity. As a mining engineer, I'm always adverse to royalties and streams. Those are the gifts that never quit taking. You know, at this point in time, probably the smartest financing remains equity. Beyond this, yes, then we can start looking at some mezzanine type structures that are more geared towards, you know, a project that is more advanced. But okay. At this point in time, I believe equity will be the route. And yeah, we'll have to raise probably another 3 to 4 million to complete the work we are anticipating the remainder of this year, early next. You know, Viva is structured very simply. Our overhead is extremely scalable, and you know, we're able to put typically somewhere between typically around 80% of our financings directly into the ground. So that's really been the key, is maintaining a very low overhead structure and being very effective with our drilling dollars.
Yeah, you've always ran a tight ship over there with Viva, Jim. So as far as like consultants, any ideas of who, if you've made any plans on who to hire to get this PFS done? Your Rolodex is pretty deep, so I'm sure you've got a lot of options.
Yeah. The bulk of our recent modeling has been with WSP. We'll take a good hard look at them, but I've got to take a look too. We've been using Kappus Cassidy for our metallurgical work, Colin Nicholas out of Tucson for the geotech work. We've got, a list of really top-notch consultants that we've been using, and we'll continue to work along that vein.
All right. Jim, thanks so much for the update. Best of luck moving forward. We're going to be watching pretty closely. It's interesting gold development play out of Nevada and the Tonopah District, everybody. Viva Gold does trade on the TSX Venture, VAU, and on the OTCQB with VAUCF. Jim, thanks so much. Have a good rest of your day.
Thank you, Trevor.
The information presented should not be considered investment advice. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Please do your own research or speak with a licensed financial representative before making any investment decisions.